It's always a beautiful gospel reading, but it really is not the feast we celebrate today. This is the Annunciation. We're celebrating the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And there's quite a difference, but people tend to confuse this as, well, this is about Jesus' Immaculate Conception. No, this what we celebrate today is Mary's total sinlessness, that she did not receive the inherited sin of our first parents. It's by the special grace of God, which he can foresee, because everything is present to God now all the time. He doesn't have to wait thousands of years, because it's all right now. And so he foresaw the suffering, the death, the sacrifice, the resurrection of his son Jesus. And so he accepted that and applied it to Mary even before she was conceived. So she remained totally without original sin. So all of the things that we inherit from original sin, she did not have. So the inclination to choose evil, to choose self, and that's the primary one, because most of the time when we sin, it's to please ourselves somehow. So it's like, but Mary still, the interesting thing is, she had a free will. Even though she was conceived without original sin, she still had a free will. She could have made a choice, much like Adam and Eve made a choice. But she chose throughout her lifetime never to do that. She always chose to serve her God. As she says, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your will." And that's the way she lived her entire life. Totally selfless, thinking only of her son, of those around her. That's the reason they refer to her often as the first disciple, because she followed Christ in absolutely everything that he wanted to accomplish. She shows to us what could be for us. See, once we've all been born with original sin, but through our baptism that is cleansed, that's taken away. But unfortunately, we still have all the inclinations that come along with that sinful choice of our first parents. We still like to make our choices pretty much for ourselves, and we have the freedom to do that. But Mary is always held up to us as the model, that she still had a choice, but she chose only to serve her God. And so that's the reason she's held up as a model to us, as somebody that we can look at, and even though she had the freedom to make a choice to serve herself, she never did it. So that's something for all of us to think about on this Feast of the Immaculate Conception. But another thing I think we just need to be mindful of, Mary, under the title of Immaculate Conception, is also the principal patroness of the United States of America. And, you know, when we look at our world today, our country today, and the chaos and the idiocy and the sinfulness and the total lack of moral values and principles and the throwing out of anything that sounds like it might be Christian, when we look at all of that, we remember that we had this patroness who is looking out for us. But she needs to be reminded once in a while that we are here and that we recognize that, and that we look to her as the patroness of our country, so that when it comes to things like abortion and the immorality that's in our world, the useless, senseless killing of people, whether adults or infants or babes in the womb, you know, it's like we all the values that the Lord gave to us, it's like we pitched them. You know, it's all right. We don't say anything, just, you know, they're gone. And she's the perfect disciple to teach us. She's there to teach us, to guide us, to help us, to remind us that we are supposed to be something different because Christ chose us and made us members of his family, of his household. And that because of that, we are supposed to imitate him and proclaim his goodness, his virtue, his power, and all of the good things that Jesus accomplished. And that Mary shows in her own lifetime. That's what we are supposed to be about. So it's also a good time to remember that we have a powerful, great patroness for our country, that we need to make sure that we call upon her and pray for the country, pray for our country, because it needs her wisdom, it needs her grace, it needs her understanding, it needs her prayer, her intercession for us, so that maybe we can get to where we are supposed to be as a people. So on this feast day, we thank Almighty God for the gift of our Blessed Lady and for the sacredness of who she is as the Mother of God, that she was kept free from all sin. God's choice when she was created, and her choice throughout her lifetime.